Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I'm so glad to have you and people like Ja'Cory and Arthur as friends, because you guys have really taken me from like a bad luck Brian level, and you guys have raised me up to like an epic win baby level.
Wow, wow. that really means a lot.
Memes a lot to you?
Mm.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
What? I'm working on my pronunciation.
Oh, you're trying to like sound all smart and stuff. What's your name?
My name is John Began.
That's good to know.
Your name is?
Nick Wood. I already said it.
And we have?
We have two very special guests with us today, returning for the third time, Stranger Still All-Stars, Ja'Cory and Arthur.
The Dream Meme Team.
The Dream Meme Team. I realized before I never introduce you guys individually, so I don't know if our listeners know who's who. So, Ja'Cory, do you want to say hello to our audience?
Well, yeah. First and foremost, I want to say that's something a lot of Siamese twins face. Me and Arthur try to fight against.
Yeah. Are you guys attached? Like, literally?
We're like the Dragon Ball Z when we fuse together. We just point our fingers.
Like Gotenks. Exactly. You're playing to your audience here, because I love that reference. And Arthur, say hello to our...
Hello. Hi.
Our listeners wouldn't know, but we have like the two meme-inest dudes that we know on our podcast. I think that's why you wanted to do this originally, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I need to ascend to Arthur level of meme-dom.
I want to clarify. Arthur is the meme lord here. I am simply an addict, like beholden to his power.
I'm a super addict too. I'm just the middleman. I don't actually make them.
Yeah, man, a lot of drug dealers in the middleman. Yeah. But, like, you know, you're my drug dealer.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the meme dealer.
Meme dealer.
The meme dealer.
You're the good meme dealer. Like a DJ.
Yeah.
You're curating a perfect, like, golden collection.
Yeah, you get the perfect strain of meme and you deliver it to your audience.
I don't know if we can talk about strains legally yet.
Not I'm willing to do very weird things for it.
Good to know. That might come in use later. I'm hesitant to call anyone a meme lord, but I would say that Arthur is our resident meme lord. I called my mom a meme lord once. because she'll send a bunch of memes to our entire family on our group text message.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, "You're such a meme lord." And she's like, "What is that?" And I was like, "I don't want to explain that to you. Go ask your other sons." but what do you guys know about memes other than Arthur delivers them to us? Because I want to gain a ground for cursory knowledge here. I think a lot of people might know where the term comes from. Does anyone know that?
No, actually, I don't.
From what I've read, it was just something to represent a picture and associated words that circulated throughout a social, like not necessarily social circle, but like a network of people, and it became like common knowledge in that way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The whole thing came from, it was coined by Richard Dawkins in 1976. I don't know much about Richard Dawkins, but I heard, I think on another podcast, that he's not a very cool guy.
Richard Dawkins?
Yeah.
It's really hard to be a cool guy before like last year.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You got to delete a lot of your history of things you said.
A lot of your Twitter.
He's getting recognized now though, right? Because of memes. He came up with the term.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And he was an evolutionary biologist. So just the fact like his name is really popular now and he's an evolutionary biologist speaks to the power of the phrase meme. he first wrote of it in a book called The Selfish Gene. Actually, now that I think about it, if he's an evolutionary biologist, I'm sure he has like controversial opinions on like eugenics and stuff.
I've heard him speak before. It's hit and miss, and a lot of it's gross.
Yeah, I would imagine like if you study biology, it's really easy to be like, this is the pure gene, and that gets really, really not cool.
This
really
gene is distressed for trendiness.
I mean, this book is called The Selfish Gene.
Some ripped genes.
genes. So meme actually was a combination of a Greek word for imitation that I will not be able to pronounce. Mimia. M-I-M-E-M-A.
Wow.
And he combined it with the word gene. And his goal, like Jacori said, was to have a word that represented how ideas and, I guess, like music and cultural impacts spread throughout society. And he related it to evolution by saying important ideas and things that are essential to human survival are also subject to survival of the fittest, like genes are. And so if something wasn't essential for survival, then it would just die off and we would all forget it. Mm-hmm. Which I say is BS, because like we have music from 500 years ago that we still play in orchestras today, and that's certainly not essential to survival. But
yeah,
everyone knows like Beethoven.
Still remember all of I'm Not That Innocent, and there's no way I need that to survive.
Yeah, can you start singing that for us? I just want to get that on.
Oh, baby.
That's that's good. We'll do karaoke on our next episode. No, I was kidding. But the one crazy thing, in its first conception, it was a unit of measure. So not like a concrete unit, like this is an inch, this is a foot. It was a point of reference. So for example, if you said something like that person or that thing that person made is as popular as Star Wars, Star Wars is now one meme. It's a unit of meme.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that's the way that this was originally conceptualized. And to further complicate things, you could also say that things within the meme are also memes. So you could say, like, that weapon is as iconic as a lightsaber. Now, the lightsaber is one meme, but Star Wars is also one meme.
Yeah. Yeah, from lightsaber to meme-finity, I guess. It just goes on. But was a Jar Jar?
A Sith Lord.
Yeah, anti-meme.
An anti-meme. Well, he's a meme in and of itself. Anyway, does anyone know about Darth Jar Jar, that whole meme?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, that he's, yeah, the...
A lot of people...
He's evil. I know that people say he's evil, but I didn't know, like, they're referring to him as Darth Jar Jar.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you have, like, 20 free minutes, you're just, like, sitting on the toilet or something, and just Google Darth Jar Jar, because I went down a strange rabbit hole when my brother was like, no, you actually got to look into it. Like, I had a cursory knowledge. He's like, no, you need to read this theory. Because, like, goes into... People think, like, George Lucas planned on making him a Sith Lord, but backed out by the second movie, and there's, like, all this evidence. He, like, his fighting style is that drunken monkey where it's unpredictable and stuff, and there's compelling evidence, so... Treat yourself and read it, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, John.
Okay,
have to read it on the pooper, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's where you get the full experience.
20 minutes, okay.
So when I see evolutionary stuff, I'm like, how does this become a word for pictures and videos and songs and stuff? But then I hear, like, it's a unit of measure to define, like, a painting, like the Mona Lisa is a meme because it's iconic and stuff like that. I feel like I now know how that became synonymous with online pictures.
Yeah, and now our language is evolving to make it more confusing than ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, my coworkers, and this isn't a bash on them, but they'll always be like, oh, I saw this meme the other day, and they'll just, like, pull up a picture of some dude walking down the street, and it's like, that's just a picture of a dude walking down the street. But the word now means something else.
Yeah, he needs like a funny hat on him or something,
right,
in order for it
and
to
some
be a
text
meme.
On the top and the bottom, you know,
just blur it and say like that feeling when you, and then whatever.
A big impact white text with black borders on it. But then, like, I started to think of, like, some of my group circles, because I feel like there's, like, memes within the group circle, Hold My Hand, It Follows.
Yep, yeah.
But that's just, like, an inside joke.
Yeah.
But now, like, I think of it as a meme. It's just, like, that's how my brain works now. So language is stupid, and it's ever-changing, so don't yell at people when they say things wrong, Nick. You guys with me so far? Did I lose you? So what I want to explore is, where do memes come from, and how can we make the perfect meme? Is that is our goal today, is to make the perfect meme. A lot of pressure.
We're going
to
make it, we're going to take it, we're going to bake it, and we're going to
shake it out,
stake it.
Stakes
are high.
Like a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
You lost me. So all that evolution stuff is fine and dandy. But back in the day, memes were, as everyone knows, just like images or GIFs.
Yeah, written on cave walls.
Written on cave walls, animated GIFs on the cave walls, or GIFs if you do that, or flash cartoons. Yeah. Do you guys remember the first meme you ever saw?
You just going to skip over the GIF-GIF argument?
Yes. That's a subject for another day.
Right. That'll be another email. Podcast.
Exactly. That's a whole different entire 30-minute episode.
Yeah. A nice 30-second.
I have a PowerPoint I'd like to present.
Ja'Cory just holds it on a flash drive in his pocket at
it's
all
just
time.
A picture of peanut butter on 10 slides.
Yeah. That's a joke. But no, what's the first meme you remember seeing?
Well... No pressure, huh?
No pressure.
That's a struggle.
I remember it was the it's like a comic one, but it's just like it's not it's like stick figures kind of. It's with the face, like I think the meme was about a kid named Tyrone. He wanted to leave class and the teacher was like, "No, we have two more minutes," and he's like, "I don't care, I'm leaving right now." And then like all, and then the teacher's like, "Oh, well, we all gotta stay now, like an extra 2 minutes or something like that." And then there was a kid in the class with that like classic meme, like over dramatic zoomed in face,
yeah,
like
troll face,
like effing Tyrone.
Yeah,
like, look that up.
With
yeah,
the rage comics.
You'll know that face when you see it. But yeah. I think that's the first one that I've seen.
Yeah,
or the first style of memes.
Yeah, I think those are classified as rage comics. That's what I've heard them called.
Oh, okay, maybe yeah.
Those are
the Why You Know Guy,
like the Jackie Chan doing the
yeah
thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Unless there's something on like Newgrounds World or like
well yeah like the Badger song.
Yeah.
I was always exposed to the Lolcats. That was like my jams back in the day.
Yep.
The guy, this is totally off subject, but you know Charlie the Unicorn? That's a meme in and of itself, but you know Charlie the Unicorn?
Yeah.
He made a website that was like ilovemeow.com, and it was just like, it compiled all these lolcats and you would just shuffle through them and you'd like never see the same one twice. Because I guess he just had free time on his hands.
Those were the days, man.
Those were the days. Early internet. Things were just so much simpler back then. Yeah. We didn't use memes to elect a president. Like, the world was so much better.
Yeah.
But I think one of the earliest GIFs, or one of the earliest... What's that?
Banned a meme. Like, we effectively banned a meme.
Yeah, Pepe.
Pepe? You don't see Pepe the Frog around anymore.
I do on, like, Jack's films, but I don't know if he's just, like, in denial or what.
Say again?
I see them on Jack's films. Like, he puts Pepe the Frog on there. I don't know if he just doesn't know or what. Like, no one does that anymore. Jack's films? He's on YouTube.
He's a good guy.
But you're right.
You guys ever go on YouTube?
Like, sometimes. Once or twice?
Not much. Well, not as much as you'd expect for people that work on at least speakers.
Yeah. No, I don't as much either. I mean, look up other stuff too.
Right. I feel like it's like, I never want to talk to people on the phone because like, I'm in meetings all day. The last thing I want to do is come home and be on the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you work on YouTube all day. The last thing you want to do is go on it.
Yeah.
But one of the earliest memes that I was able to find, if not the earliest, was that dancing baby gif from the movie that I don't remember. Oh. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like the dancing baby?
Ugh,
the dancing baby, but it looks like all weird. Like,
yeah,
it's like shiny. It's very shiny.
Yeah, CG.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I forget what movie that's from, but that was like one of the first ones to explode on the internet. Eventually, the internet became more popular, and we started to get aggregate sites like E-Bombs World, if you remember that.
Yeah.
I always went to albinoblacksheep.com, but no one knows what that is.
You're so underground.
I know. It was basically E-Bombs World.
So underground.
After E-Bombs World.
So black market.
I got the black market memes over here.
Those deep web albino sheeps.
Yeah, I'm on a list. But that gave rise to a lot of memes with like flash cartoons, like the Badger Song or the Hamster Dance or Crazy Frog, that kind of stuff. And now memes are everywhere. Like I said, my coworkers use it just to describe pictures of people. They're all over Reddit. Like there's subreddits dedicated to it. YouTube is now a huge source of memes.
Mm-hmm.
4chan has always been a source of memes. Like that was one of the earliest sites.
And a disaster zone.
Like if you name a website, there's probably memes there. Name one. Go.
Google.com.
Yes. You win. How do memes get created?
Farmerlove.com.
Say that again?
Farmerlove?
That's how memes get created?
It's farm dating. I don't know if... I was thinking of sites with memes on it. I don't know how memes get created, Nick. How do you think?
Well, when a mommy meme and a daddy...
Look, I'm not on farmerslove.com. Could you stop talking about it?
Well, you are in Iowa now, so...
My login is not farmerstan886.
Farmer Tan was taken.
So, as far as memes go, there's no good answer for where they come from. And trying to predict what's going to be hot next is like trying to predict the weather.
There's memes about that. It's so funny.
Yeah. To do it. Yeah.
We're just going to hire Arthur to figure out what the next meme is.
there's memes about like predicting future memes, like they're like, hey, you don't understand this now, but in the future you will. And it's like just some random picture. Yeah
Like I think there's a whole subreddit to that too. It's like fifth dimension memes or something like that. I don't know.
A lot of it gets super meta. Like Arthur, you turned me on to memes for memers.
Yeah,
and that dude...
and that person also makes templates for memers. So.
Yeah. And he calls out other meme pages and tags them for not crediting other meme pages.
Yeah,
that's on Reddit or Instagram.
No, this is on Instagram. I gotta get on Reddit though for sure.
Yeah, send me some more.
Yeah, I got some good subreddits for you, Arthur.
Yeah. Yeah, I need examples.
So I'm gonna talk about where most memes come from, and we're gonna use that knowledge to, after our break that we always do, we'll come back and I'll come up with our own meme that's gonna be the next meme to sweep the nation.
The best one. Yeah.
The best one. So here's some help for you. You can go with an image or a video, you can choose.
Or GIF.
Or GIF. Or GIF.
No, not a GIF.
GIF is the right way to say it.
A GIF is a gift for the mispronunciators.
Just like I said, don't yell at people when they mispronounce things, you jerk.
Mispronounce.
What's that?
I said, you mean Girk?
Oh, man. Took me a second. That was a good one. So whatever you decide to go with, you want to grab something universally relatable. So when you look at stuff like the Goosebumps girl, like the Ermager Goosebumps girl, we all had awkward childhoods and we all love Goosebumps books. So there's two things to relate to right
there.
Yeah. By law, we all love R.L. Stine's classics, Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the overly attached girlfriend. It's easy to look at her and be like, oh, ha, that's just like Samantha. She's so crazy. It's relatable.
The old guy with like a white goatee.
Guess I'll
die. It's like the guy that smiles like this.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the bald guy. Yeah, yeah. I love
he's
that guy.
He's everywhere now, and he embraces.
he's everywhere.
He was on Reddit a few days, like taking pictures with people. Found him out in the wild, and they're like, "Can I take a picture?" He's like, "Yeah." He's just embracing it.
Embracing the meme is important.
Yeah.
Phenomena that happens is when meme people are found in
now
real
they're
life.
Celebrities. Yeah.
It's kind of wild. They're just normal people. Like the I'm too fucked up guy.
Yeah.
Like that guy, someone ran into him at a restaurant and they were like, I forgot he was a real person.
He's just a picture.
And it's
just like immortalized.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally true.
We always had an idea that I thought it would be cool to do a meme podcast
where we got them
where all your guests are living memes like that.
Well, that's basically what the H3 podcast
but
is
that's
now.
What H3 does.
If you don't want to stick with humans, you could also grab animals. Cats are a good one. Dogs are a good one. Like my favorite are when people put booties on dogs and then the dogs try to walk and they look stupid. Dogs are so dumb.
Yeah, because they can't do people stuff.
Yeah.
What idiots.
Or you take an animal and make it do human stuff, like that one where the panda sneezes.
Yeah.
And like people like make it look at a check and it's like, duh!
Cool dog with his arm up.
Yeah.
That husky dog.
Yeah.
Doge,
right? Or grumpy cat. Mm-hmm. Grumpy cat's doing a human thing, but they're just so cute, you can't help but love it. If you're going with images, you gotta go classic. Gotta have your top text and bottom text white impact with the black border. That'll gain you some popularity there. That's how you know it's a meme. That text right
there. If it's an italic, is this a name?
What is know how to read it.
Is it an invitation to something?
Save the date? What are you trying to tell me, advice?
It's a greeting
duck?
Card? Is it my birthday?
No numbers on this bill. I don't understand.
And lastly, the most relatable thing is embarrassment. Like, we all fear being embarrassed, but it happens to everybody, and watching it happen to someone else is always better than having it happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So find something embarrassing of someone else and post that on the internet for internet brownie points.
Internet loves laughing at people.
No. You think?
It's pure.
With videos, there's another technique, which I think comes down to music. Well, you can do something embarrassing or cute on videos, but with music, you can either do something that can infinitely be edited in a multitude of ways and still be funny, like Smash Mouth just their entire catalog, their entire
existence
is
a meme.
Or make a song that's so ridiculous and catchy that it just gets stuck in people's heads.
Can I just give you a little anecdote real quick? A little taste. Please. Come on this journey with me, folks.
Yeah, I'm on this journey.
Okay.
Are you going to talk about Cardi B?
Welcome to my personal corner of the podcast. No, no, no. This is actually, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
I heard.
You heard.
Cardi B's a real thing, too.
Actually, there's a conspiracy theory on that. We'll get to that on a different episode as well.
I did make, I put Bernie onto a Cardi B beat and made my own meme. But that's besides the point. Yeah. Let's talk about this real quick, which is that Shrek... the movie actually had all the writers write an opening musical number for the opening of Shrek, and they worked really hard on it, and they perfected it, and they tweaked it, and then the director said, "This is great, guys, I love it, but we just got the rights to All Star by Smash Mouth." And they just threw it in the garbage.
If it weren't for that, All Star probably wouldn't be a meme.
Yeah, and like, that's how meme history is made.
When that song first came out, it was just associated with Mystery Men.
I don't know.
Remember the movie Mystery Men?
Yeah, yeah.
With Ben Stiller and William H. Macy?
Sure.
You don't?
Great movie.
William H. Macy was the shoveler?
Yeah, I remember.
He just smacked people with a shovel?
One guy turns invisible, but only in the dark?
Yeah, that was Kel from Kenan and Kel.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I have it. Let's watch it.
What's it called?
Mystery Men.
Mystery Men,
yeah.
It is so bad. It's got Janine Garofalo. She's got like a bowling ball that has the soul of her dad in it. She uses a bowling ball to hit people. It's great.
Can we talk more about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember it.
Our newest podcast is Mystery Men Fancast.
Good.
Coming every Tuesday to...
No one.
Nick.
I just embarrassed you.
Oh, God.
That's step four. Let's now
put this
step
on the
five.
Internet. So with videos and images, you can just have your pets or baby humans in them, and you're good to go. A meme... Here's my best advice to anyone. Don't let the meme overstay its welcome. If you have a video and you're hoping that it's going to blow up, cut that in half. Because, like, there's so many videos that just, like, go on for 10 minutes and it stopped being funny at the 1 minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you're trying too hard, man. So, as a golden rule, just don't try too hard. If you wanted to go viral, be yourself. And if you weren't meant to go viral, it just wasn't in the meme lord's plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I blame Arthur for being the meme lord.
Yeah.
So, memes move so fast, and I have a list of the top 10 most popular memes from a Newsweek article in 2010.
Oh, God.
And a top 10 from Livewire, an article last month. So I just wanted to go through these, and we'll just go down a quick jaunt through memory lane, if you will. First, we've got Newsweek's. This is from 1 to 10, so... or should I go 10 to 1?
Go 10 to 1, dude.
10 to 1. Number 10 is Dick in a Box.
Yep.
That's still around today, a little bit. Less so, but...
This is all time, this isn't just that year.
Yeah, this is of all time.
Up to 2010.
Up to 2010. and it'll become more apparent as we go along. Number 9 is R. Kelly's Trapped in a Closet.
Wow.
I don't think anyone's making those jokes anymore, right?
Jaquari, you're super low.
Yeah. Are you still there? Nope, you're gone.
Far away.
Uh-oh.
You sound like you're trapped in a closet.
Come back.
How about now?
Yeah,
there we go.
It sounds like you're leaning back so chill and you just sat up in your chair.
Yeah.
Auditorily, it sounded like that.
I'm going to leave all of that in just for my trapped in a closet joke.
Okay.
Number 7 is the prison remake of Thriller.
Whoa.
Do you guys remember this? I so vaguely remember it was like in a prison yard. There was a bunch of prisoners doing the Thriller dance.
I
haven't seen that.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. If you see an image, you might recognize it, but it was like it was a very quick meme. I don't even remember what number I'm on. These aren't numbered, but the next one is Stuff White People Like. That's it.
Mayo.
Mayo.
The Big Bang Theory.
Uggs.
Yep. Yeah.
Big Bang. Oh, God. The next one was Star Wars Kid. Oh, what's that?
To the manager.
The manager. That haircut. Yeah. but then next was Star Wars Kid. I don't see any Star Wars Kid references anymore.
That poor fella.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid with the lightsaber?
Yeah, he's like dancing.
Yeah.
And then after that was Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, jeez.
That spawned like reaction videos. So I feel like that was pretty influential. If you get back to the source of it, like we wouldn't have the React Universe channel.
Cool. Thanks.
Number 3 is Obama Girl. I saw the image of this and I still don't know what it is. Apparently it's some girl that was singing about how much she loves Obama. Do you guys know?
It sounds familiar.
I have no idea.
I don't remember.
Number two is lolcats.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the OG meme with the text and all of that. And number one, Lonely Girl 15.
What? Lonely Girl 15?
Do you remember her?
No.
She had, like, this blog on YouTube where she was just, like, a normal girl, but then it came out that she was, like, hired by some company and she was an actor and none of this was true. You don't remember this?
No.
It was
Do you guys? Am I nuts?
Do you guys remember Lonely Girl 15?
No. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. Maybe if you see a picture.
No, I don't at all.
Oh, dang. John, you look up a picture and see if you recognize her. Because now I'll give you Livewire's list. And this was last month, so some of these are hopefully fresh, but I still feel like some of these are still dated. Like, number 10 is the whether the dress is black and blue or white and gold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that, like, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. I feel like it's 2 years ago, but if you probably go look at the date, it was probably, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That one made me want to throw up.
What's that?
That one made me want to throw up.
Oh, yeah. That thing was, like, super annoying for such a long time. That one overstayed its welcome.
Yeah, and as a colorblind person, I was really offended.
Yeah.
But I also kind of felt a hardship with the community.
Like, people finally understand what you go through.
Can you just not interrupt me right now? Okay. That's kind of rude. So let me explain how colorblindness works.
We already did an episode on that.
We did.
Yeah.
Plug.
Number nine is the ALS Bucket Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually raised a lot of money.
It did, but I don't think anyone's really doing that anymore, are they?
No, we cured it.
Oh, we cured ALS?
Yeah.
Is that why Stephen Hawking died?
I don't know.
Is that too soon?
Yeah, always.
Spoilers? I don't know how it works anymore.
Not too soon. It sounded like an honest inquiry.
What? Yeah, it sounded like a genuine question.
Oh.
Genuine, like trying to find information. Why Stephen Hawking's alive.
And then number eight is Doge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta love Doge. We got Dogecoin, like, so obviously that had its impact. I don't know what number this is. Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to age well. That's just my thoughts on that. Okay. I did the dance at my wedding, and I already regret it.
Do you know that South Korea produces, like, some of the best films of all time? And that's, like, what most Americans know is just Gangnam Style?
Yeah. Go watch The Host or...
Old Boy.
The original Old Boy. After that, we've got Grumpy Cat, who got its own TV show or whatever.
What?
You never heard about that?
No.
That's how big Grumpy Cat got. And that's how you know it overstayed its welcome, is when it was on TV. It was voiced by, the mean girl from Parks and Rec. Can't remember her name. Shelby's gonna kick me.
April Ludgate?
Yeah. April.
Plaza.
Whatever her real life. Aubrey?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh,
yeah. I like
Thank her. You. Saving the day. Now my wife won't make me sleep on the couch. after Grumpy Cat is the Friday music video. Friday.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's... had staying
Now,
power.
The guy that wrote that song, What's-His-Face, mm-hmm. has become a meme as well.
Yeah. Because... I feel like he kind of forced that one, though. I feel like he's trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's just my hot take on it. Number four is Double Rainbow.
Aw, that one's heartfelt.
I know, but, like, that has no staying power. When's the last time you heard someone be like, oh, Double Rainbow is so intense?
Yeah.
That's, whatever. Rickroll? That's still around.
I think that got old, like, 10 years ago.
It's had a couple resurgences.
Yeah.
It had, like, a resurgence, like, last year.
Yeah. South Park did, like, a whole story arc about it. after that is All Your Bass Are Belong to Us.
On a this year?
Yes, last month.
Where are they getting this from?
I don't know. I haven't thought
An article
like
from 2010 on Newsweek?
Yeah.
What was the last one again?
All Your Bass Are Belong to Us. It was that bad video game translation. Look up the image. Oh. I think you'll recognize it. It was really popular in like 2010.
And then there's one more, right?
Yeah, one more is also lolcats.
Oh, well, so that talks to staying power, I guess. The internet likes cats.
Yeah, cats are great. Unless they're not. What's that?
Lols.
Yeah, lols are great too. And when you combine the two.
I don't know how to lol. Guys, I have a game for you. We always have to play a game. I have 5 memes, and maybe their true origin, and maybe a fake origin that I made up. And whoever gets the most true or false right will win a personalized meme made by me, the least funny guy on this podcast.
Look at this.
Right now.
Who won last time?
I feel like it was Arthur.
I think Arthur won last time, too.
So the stakes are high, because I feel like Arthur, the meme lord, I don't know if he knows all these origins, but I feel like he's got a leg up on you guys. So, do you guys remember Crazy Frog?
The one on the unicycle?
Yeah, and he's like, bam, bam, bam,
that boy?
Yeah.
Here comes that boy.
Here comes that boy, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
No, maybe not.
Oh, this is the one that, like, he was naked and he was on the cell phone ringtone commercials.
Oh, my God.
And he was singing the Eddie Murphy. No, it was, that's Mortal Kombat. It was the Eddie Murphy movie theme song, Axel. It's just called Axel Foley.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm looking him up right now.
Yeah. That's cheating, Fog. Yeah, don't look up the origins. You can, I mean, a picture.
No. I'm not going to look up the origins. I just looked up the picture, but...
when you would text something to get the ringtone to your phone.
Yeah, yeah, so the Crazy Frog was created when two, I believe, Australian songwriters were trying to imitate a true stroke engine, so they decided to make an animation around it, and it ended up being the Crazy Frog. True or false? Beep. Yeah, John.
I'm going to... he got me first.
Well, I want to hear everyone's answer.
I'm going to say true.
True. John says true. Jacory says true. Arthur?
True.
That is true. You all were correct. All 1 point to everyone.
Because one of the ringtones was the sound of an engine.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
It was just...
Dang it. Maybe I should have made these harder.
Garbage. Premium.
Yeah, pretty hard. I just kind of conformed.
Well, how about the next one? The Goosebumps Girl. Oh my God, Goosebumps. It's like my favorite, one of my favorites. She was originally posted to Reddit uncaptioned after a random user found the picture of her randomly browsing Facebook for randomly available images and just chose that one.
I say true. I believe that.
Arthur says true. John, Jacory.
Jacory's waiting for me to answer so he can be the odd man out and win. I'm going to wait you out. I got all day.
This is great podcast material, John.
I'm
going to do false, too.
False. It is true.
Oh, meme lord strikes again.
I know. From what I read online, she was on a... This was like a decade and a half after she had taken that picture. And she was on a trip, I think in India or something, and like on the side of a mountain. And someone texted her like, dude, you're internet famous now. So she like pulled it up. She's like, what the hell's going on? This dude just found this random picture of her on Facebook and posted it up on Reddit. Number three. You know the like the dog that's sitting there with the coffee cup and there's fire behind him and he says this is fine.
Yeah.
His origins in his word bubble originally said, at least my coffee is warm, and before he turns into a pile of ash. True or false?
How many are left?
You're playing the game. This is number three out of five.
He's thinking about taking that true risk.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to say true, you know?
All right.
Because I'm going to get her.
True? Jacory?
I'll vote true, too.
Is everyone on true?
Mm-hmm.
False. Made that one up. He actually starts like graphically melting. The words were the same, and then he like starts melting, and it's actually kind of gross.
Yeah. But dogs, you know?
Yeah. And he's just insistent that everything is fine as he's melting. Bad Luck Brian, you know that guy? He's like the redhead with the braces, and he's like smiling.
Oh, yeah.
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 The first Bad Luck Brian, as we all know, comes from a kid named Kyle's 7th grade photo. Said the first captioned meme of Bad Luck Brian on the top said, keep losing my place, take driver's test, and then at the bottom said gets first DUI. True or false?
False.
Jacory says false.
True.
John says true.
I think true.
It is true.
Yes.
So what are we at? I think John has two.
Arthur has three.
Arthur has three.
Like golf rules, right?
Yeah.
He has lowest score wins. Jacory's -7. Nice score.
Look at this.
Good eagle on that last one.
Very par.
Oh, God.
So par.
You're so par right now?
Our last one here is the Star Wars kid. You know him. We already talked about him. He's the kid flinging this thing around. That sounded
well,
dirty.
Well, come on. This is a family show.
He was actually auditioning for the school play, King Lear, and the first time it was ever publicly shown was by accident when someone played it on the school CCTV programming without the special effects and everything.
I don't think you're... I want to say true because I'm here with Nick and I can pick his social cues up. I know you guys have a camera. But when he says CCTV and messes up it, like I just did with
messes
that
sentence, up it.
I feel like you didn't write that word.
CCTV?
So I'm gonna say true.
What do you guys think? John says true.
I say true.
Arthur says true. It is false.
That
so
hurts.
He wrote that himself and then couldn't read what he wrote.
Well, I was trying to find my place. This is a really long paragraph.
Okay.
The truth is actually not too far off, but it was just him in the high school filming studio pretending to fight with someone, and he meant to take the cassette home and forgot, and someone pulled it out and watched it and then uploaded it to the internet.
Oh, no. What a meme.
That's so meme.
It had a beautiful outcome.
That's all I got on memes. What are your guys' favorite memes? Like, if you think of meme, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I'm into the new meme for memers thing.
Yeah.
And the stuff that he's playing around with on that internet.
Yeah. I like the one that's popular right now. It's kind of waning, but the one where Gru from Despicable Me is showing the charts, and then he looks at the last one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The distressed third grader has been getting...
Oh, that was so good.
I don't think I've seen that one. Here, I'm going to look that up while Arthur tells me his favorite.
Oh, that was great, yeah.
Gracious, it's so good. It's just like a little like three-year-old black kid, and he's just so upset, like head back, and then I'm crying.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
I like the... I guess the evil Patrick meme. That's the one that I'm thinking about right now. and then I got to give a shout out to one that Jacory sent me, the take this down nephew. Or what did he say?
Delete this nephew.
Yeah, delete this nephew.
Oh, no. We're looking at the distressed third grader. That's pretty good. Life is hard in third grade. All right, well, I have a special assignment. When we come back from our break, we're going to come up with the best meme of all time.
And I want to give a special shout out to Meme Daddy. He's not with us anymore. He's
no longer meme.
Yeah, he just got tired of doing the memes.
Oh no!
And he was really good at the hashtags too. Look him up on Instagram, Meme Daddy.
Oh, here he
is. It's a picture of Corey's face, but it's not.
Oh,
M E E M, and then maybe underscore Daddy.
Meme Daddy. I'll look him up once we're done. Where can people find you guys?
I live in Los Angeles.
A little less specific. I don't want people like showing up.
What's
your
social security number?
024.
Well, hold on. One at a time.
I gotta write this down. Hang on.
Does yours start with a 02?
Yeah.
East Coast, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
East Coast is always start. Some of the first people. Yeah.
Oh.
It's funny because I changed all the numbers except the first one, but that one's true.
That's funny.
Same here. Mine starts with a 0. But I guess you can't relate. You were born in the Midwest, huh?
Yeah.
Probably starts with a 3.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a 1 in 9.
Six.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's a 4.
That just means that me and Jacory are older than you.
Yeah.
And wiser, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe Jacory, but I don't think John's wiser than me. I do all the research on this podcast, so I'm objectively smarter than him.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, let you have that. Give him something. Come on.
You're the funny one. Is that what you want to hear? But I know people can find you guys on Instagram. I think that's where most of the magic happens, right?
Instagram and YouTube. Right.
What's your Instagram handle?
Mine?
For Jacory and Arthur.
Oh.
At Jacory.Arthur, I think.
Yeah, let me look it up.
It is. I'm looking at it right now.
Cool.
It is, yeah.
And so Arthur's, if you want to see all of Arthur's memes, his handle is very long. It
and
is.
Very
yeah.
Simpsons.
So you don't win friends with salad. It's a Simpsons reference.
I've never watched enough Simpsons.
Jacory, that was like the first time I saw like a long phrase as an Instagram name.
You're ahead of the curve. This is what makes you the meme lord.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hashtag influencer.
Yeah.
I think I've made like 3 memes, 4 memes in total. 4. Yeah. They're on my profile. Let's see if you guys can spot them.
All right.
Have you guys seen any memes?
I've tried a couple. I don't remember what they were. This is a long time ago.
So here's my latest meme was that Bernie thing that I did.
Yeah.
So Bernie retweeted Cardi.
Yeah, that was a meme.
Yeah,
so that counts, good, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was great.
So I threw it on there and then I posted it in Bernie Sanders' dank meme stash. And I sent it to Bernie Sanders' media guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond. It said seen, though, so Bernie might have seen it. But I posted on Reddit and I forgot about it. And I just kind of want to read what this dude said because I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right. Posted on Reddit. Got a couple of, upvotes. And this guy named Puff Puff Keep says, I was getting my car worked on and I figured I'd listen to this quietly in the waiting room. Little did I know my car was on and the Bluetooth was connected to my car. So the poor fellows at the shop had to listen to this atrocity. They were all laughing in the garage.
Those poor guys.
That's awesome.
So John, you have actually made a meme. I think the meme that I made was the one where John Goodman from Big Lebowski's cocking his pistol.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I said, but I remember it was that image. I wish I could remember what it
was. You gotta look that up.
The only, probably on my Reddit history.
There's one time that I went legit viral was with my dog, the Uber driver meme.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Oh, the dogs always get, always get viral.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I put, I was babysitting my friend's dog and it looked like it was driving the car and was really worried looking at me and then looking at the road. So I made it look like my Uber driver was lost and didn't want to tell me. So I filmed it and then I threw it on Reddit and it got to 17,000 upvotes. And then it ended up, I got contacted by
Unilad,
who bought it.
And they, nice.
Yeah, so they got it for like the publishing rights and they're going to try to promote it to other pages and stuff.
Yeah.
And then other pages tried to get it, but Unilad already had the rights.
Yeah.
And then this dude crops me out of it and posted it on his meme Twitter and it got like a million retweets and I was mad.
Yeah, I tweeted at him and said, thanks for giving credit to where credit's due. But
so that was bizarre because it just shows how quick things can happen and it was like a 5-second video of a dog.
Yeah. So let's, since John's already made a meme for himself, I think that the rest of us should come up with a hot new meme. And it can either be like just an image that you think is funny, or you can take an existing meme and add like the top and bottom text to it. And whoever wins, wins.
What a prize.
I'll go first because I was mean enough to do this, but I think I would take a picture of my daughter because that's all I can think of ever, and the top text would be like some philosophical phrase or question, rather, like the philosophical raptor, but like really long, and then at the bottom it just says, I don't know, because that's her response to everything. Hot new meme. She's a baby. It'll go viral.
Memes for dads.
Okay. I lose on this one. Does anyone else want to participate?
Oh, no.
Come on. Come at me. I got this one in the bag.
They left, Nick.
They just left the building.
Are you guys still there, for real?
Hello? Hello?
We might have actually lost them.
Are you guys there?
You ruined it, dude. They hated your joke so much.
No. I don't blame them.
A few moments later.
Nick was over there so sad, thinking nobody liked him anymore.
No one liked my awful, awful joke about memes. Do you guys have any memes that you want to create right here on the air?
I'm really bad at it.
Man, it just comes to me. I don't
Let it flow through.
Yeah, it's such an art form that to rush
evil
it.
Patrick, the evil Patrick meme.
Yeah.
When Nick puts his guests on the spot.
Hey, there we go. Yeah.
I do that all the time, and I don't know why. I'm the worst podcast host.
Oh yeah, the really gross. Didn't Hassan do that with his picture?
He did. Yeah. He
did. Let's make that. We'll make that after the show. I don't think I have anything else on memes. Do you guys have anything on memes you want to explore?
I don't know. Maybe like two kids on a bunk bed and they're both texting, and it just says top text, bottom text. That's a thing, right?
That would actually be really good.
Would it?
That's
yes.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
Put it on Reddit.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll get like one upvote. It'll be great.
Yeah, good.
And it won't be your own.
Defaults. That's what you
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for us this week.
Oh, one more thing on memes.
Yes.
My friend Jake calls his grandma.
Aww. Mima?
Mima?
Nope, just meme.
Just meme?
That's better.
That's funny. Yep. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We always have a blast.
Yeah. As always, I am still Nick.
I'm still John.
I'm still Arthur.
I'm still Jagori.
And this is Stranger Still.